Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, I'm sure you've heard the quote by a member of Congress who advocated the physical harassment of political opponents. Specifically, she said, quote, "Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. We've got to get the children connected to their parents," unquote. Unfortunately, this is a sentiment now being expressed by several people from many parts of the political spectrum. This is absolutely not the way to preach and practice tolerance and peace. Even Martin Luther King Jr. advocated civil disobedience, not harassment, as the means to achieve social and political change. The important things to discuss are issues, and attacking people personally will not lead to consensus on policies. In fact, it will almost certainly backfire. If you do not like the positions advocated by a person, the positions are what you should challenge, not the person espousing them. Like you, I know many people with whom I have major philosophical and political differences, yet I consider them to be sincere in their beliefs and motives. I do not wish them any harm. The United States of America should once again be a land where people are free to hold differing opinions so long as they do not physically inflict harm or coercion on each other. Remember, whoever first escalates the level of violence will almost certainly be considered to be in the wrong. It is a fine line between constant physical harassment and when someone is either deliberately or accidentally injured or killed. If and when this comes to pass, will those advocating the harassment be indicted as co-conspirators? Instead of inciting harassment, I advocate for tolerance and genuine back-and-forth communication. Do not initiate violence. Show self-restraint. Obey the laws against harming others. Sometimes, even our politicians need to be reminded that growing tolerance is the only way to peace. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or McDonald Broadcasting.